pretty good barbecue in the South. Mm-hmm. And I went, it was so funny.
They put a lot of sauce on it.
Yeah, they do. It's swimming in sauce. Mm-hmm. And they don't know what beef barbecue is. They don't like to cook beef barbecue out there.
Pork?
Yeah, because they do pork because they can't understand how you can do beef barbecue without it becoming tough. Out here, it's never tough.
No,
we're good at it.
It's long, slow cooking.
Mm-hmm. But in the South, and they could do it too, but I guess they don't trust in the process, so they always make pork.
Hmm.
But I went to a PEO. Every year we have a PEO supper that is called a barbecue dinner. And the first time I went there, I really expected there to be hamburgers.
Oh.
And it turned out to be a big pot of
cooking.
Yeah.
And it was a big pot of barbecue.
Yeah.
Barbecue meat. Yeah. Interesting. That's an old term. Used by the pirates. Barbecue came out of the French word. Darn, I just read that. I was teaching the children's literature the last 2 years I taught. And learned that when we were reading my favorite story.
A pirate story?
Yeah, it's my favorite story.
Is it Treasure Island?
Yeah, Treasure Island.
Good guess.
Treasure Island, I love it. They didn't like it so much, but I grew up on it. My dad read it to me when I was a child. Small enough to sit on the arm of an overstuffed chair, and Peggy sat in his lap, and he liked it too, so he probably told most of it to us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, there's a series of books out now called The Whole Story, WHOLE.
Mm-hmm.
They're researched thoroughly, and then put together with illustrations and notes, and I wish I could still have one. But anyway, that's where I learned, one of these notes in the margin, learned about the term barbecue. They called one of the sailors barbecue. Long John called one of them barbecue. And it was explained that that came from a term meaning cook, I think it was a person that cooked for them.
It sounds reasonable.
Well, it was the cook. It was Long John who was called barbecue. That was what it was, said by some of the men. I had it backwards.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it came from.
Interesting.
If you haven't, when we finish, I'll show you.
Yeah.
That
okay.
Book.
Great. Let's see. In the morning, you some people brew
coffee.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some things that you can make with coffee as an ingredient?
Kahlua. Coffee cake? No, I don't know. Well, we could put coffee in coffee cake.
Yeah. What is that? What's the deal with coffee cake? Because I've had coffee cake that has coffee in it, they add coffee liquid to it. But then other people say that coffee cake is any cake that you would have with coffee.
That's right. It is.
Sort of like a tea cake.
Yeah, I think it's any cake you eat with coffee
mm-hmm.
in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mocha, you make mocha.
Mm-hmm.
Candy. I'm getting off to the chocolate side of the market.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's okay.
All right.
But if you heard coffee cake, would you think it was something that had coffee in it?
No, I really wouldn't. I think of it as cake too, but coffee.
Okay.
Not the same as a cake, birthday cake at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not a biscuit, somewhere in between.
Okay. When you mash up apples and put them in a jar, that's
sauce.
Okay, now some of these questions. Do you want to take a break or anything? We have about. We're only doing half an interview today,
okay,
so
let me go get that book for you. If you want.
Yeah. Oh, he's slick.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, let's see. Now, on a farm. Now these are farming and ranching questions, so you probably
don't know,
but you can probably get some of them, and then the rest of them we'll just ignore and go past.
Okay.